From Tidbits, October 21st, 2013. This is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. David Pogue leaves the New York Times for Yahoo. After 13 years of writing about technology for the New York Times, David Pogue is moving on to Yahoo, where he'll be building and writing for a new consumer technology site. He's keeping his missing manual books, his Nova specials on PBS, his stories on CBS Sunday Morning, and his column with Scientific American. Sleep is clearly not involved, but we're actually not surprised. In recent years, a number of our generation of technology writers have moved into higher-level publishing work, as we did with Take Control. Why Angela Andrentz is a perfect fit for Apple. Apple has snagged Angela Andrentz, the lauded CEO of luxury retailer Burberry, to be its Senior Vice President of Retail Online Stores, a new position created to replace the vacant SVP of retail position, last occupied by John Browett in October 2012. At Burberry, Andrentz became the highest-paid CEO in the UK, increasing annual revenue by 250% and driving up the stock price by 300%. Andrentz also spearheaded new technology at Burberry, lining stores with video screens broadcasting runway shows and installing RFID tags in clothing that customers can scan for information. Andrentz is the second fashion CEO to join Apple's current executive team, following Yves Saint Laurent CEO Paul Deneuve's hire in July 2013. The Nielsen Norman Group, a user experience firm founded by usability gurus Jacob Nielsen and Don Norman, has appraised iOS 7, and the verdict isn't great. Early experience with applications redesigned for iOS 7 is fairly negative. Several have worse usability than their iOS 6 versions. In particular, NNG cites action labels that are indistinguishable from content, the confusing date picker, confusing swipe actions, and the redesign of many icons, of which NNG said Apple has demolished millions of hours of user learning by changing the icons. However, NNG said that iOS 7's design isn't fatally flawed, and praised how controls are hidden in Safari, global font size controls, and the Streamline Settings app. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Tonks Coffee, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.